Good morning, Melody.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. How can I help you?
Well, I'm needing to get our marketing set up for our different location up here in Waxahachie.
Okay. Separate from the Pro Staff Plumbing?
Right, it will be. Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. So give me just a second. Are we going to be setting that up under your phone number or under a different phone number?
It'll be set up under my phone number.
Okay, cool. So I'm going to open an account under your number. And what will be the name of the business?
It's Pro Staff Plumbing.
Okay. How, I haven't talked to you in a long time. How was the summer for you?
It was really good, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. What is the address?
Okay. Hold on just 1 second, and I'm going to pull it up. Because we have a current website, and this is the original business. We've had marketing and everything before.
Yeah. I remember all the details. I remember.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
good. Hold on. It is 1316 West Main Street, Waxahachie, Texas.
West Main Street. Oh, how do you... Oh, I got it. Waxahachie. There it is. I'm glad I didn't have to try to spell that because, like, yeah, that would have been a nightmare.
Oh, yeah, I forget. You know, when you're from somewhere.
Well, the cool thing about it is because our stuff is connected directly to Google. So whenever it has like a, like I can start typing like what I think it is and it'll like, it'll correct, auto-correct to what Google says it actually is. Like the exact address.
I love that.
Yeah, it's awesome. And what is your last name, Melody?
It's Landris. It's L-A-N-D-R-I-T-H.
Okay, my words. And your email, hun?
It is prostaffplumbing@yahoo.com.
There it is. Got it. Okay, I got all of that. Okay. I'm working from home today. Can you give me just 1 second? I got to go wake my son up so I can go to school.
Oh, yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now, as far as this goes, setting everything up, what is the website that you guys already have?
The website is prostaffplumbing.com.
Let me take a look here. Okay, perfect. Okay, we've got this. All right, now, as far as the services that you want from us, do you know exactly what you want, or do you want to hear what I suggest?
Sure. I just want to be relevant on Google again. Our market up here is close to the Dallas-Fort Worth, so it's a little bit more competitive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, by a little bit, I mean a lot of it.
Yeah.
So we just have to come up on the Google search, obviously. I let it, our marketing lapsed when we were doing stuff with Morris. So
right.
I still think it come up, organically sometimes. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So because it is so competitive, I'm glad that you brought that up because that is going to be, that's how I'm going to roll the conversation is because you understand the value of being listed on Google and things like that and having the websites fantastic as far as it goes. But because you are in such a competitive area, you also understand what it's going to be like. So do you remember the conversation that we had about Google Guarantee for the other organization? Okay. So because I have, like, you're not technically a past client, but you kind of are, So yeah. I can bring you in at reasonable rates. Okay. So I can offer you the same package that we gave Morris with the $249 monthly for the all the regular stuff. And then instead of that application fee being $250, I can bring that in at $125. Now, the reason that I'm suggesting for you to do it, the two for one, which the $125 is just the one-time fee, okay? The reason I'm suggesting it is because this is going to build that relevancy, and this is going to build that up and make you competitive in that area, and then you're able to cherry pick the jobs as you see fit coming in. So I'll remind you of, you know, the high points of that conversation is you only pay per qualified lead. The calls come directly to you from the guaranteed section. Google is actually backing your work with with additional $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client. They also have the call tracking system, so the consumer has to be requesting estimate over the phone and you give it, or they have to be actually setting a face-to-face appointment. So all the other junk, the sales calls, the spam calls, the junk, like, is automatically filtered out of the system. And then from there, what happens is when the calls come in, if the person is setting the appointment, then yes, your budget would be charged. So the upfront cost on that portion of it is the $125. And then after you're approved, which it takes anywhere from 30 to 60 days to completely get approved on Google Guarantee. So once that's completely approved, then your cost per qualified lead is $50.67. And it has an activation budget of $664 for 13 leads. So the way that that works, which is separate from the $249, the way that works is that budget sits there like in an escrow account. And then the leads, as they're qualified, come off of that budget. You guys are in control of the flow of that budget.
Okay.
So you can pause the leads. You can increase the leads. You can decrease the leads. Say you only use two of the leads for the month. Say you guys are slammed busy, or y'all went on, I know you're like semi-retired too. So say you went on vacation and you didn't have the lead tech in charge, or you just, for whatever reason, you want to pause it. If you only use two leads out of the month, that's all you pay the following month. It's not an automatic $664 charge every single month for the leads. You're only paying for what you actually use. Now, if you're using all of them, obviously you're making money hand over fist, so it's going to be fine. You don't care to pay for the leads that you're using that are qualified. But if you're only using a portion, it gives you more control, especially in those areas in the outskirts of Dallas, that you want to pick up the work. Like, you don't have to be relevant in Dallas-Fort Worth in order to scoop up that entire book of business in all the other smaller areas.
Okay.
Or you can. You can. This will make you relevant in Dallas, too.
Oh, yeah.
So it's up to you. You know. But what do you think about that?
Well, what I guess I'm confused about is,
okay,
how does that affect the ranking on Google?
Mm-hmm.
It kind of sounds like more of like what Yelp or something does. I don't understand how that works for Google.
Okay, cool. So we're also a partner directly to Yelp, and we sell Yelp leads as well. So the difference between this and what Yelp does is this lists your company at the top of the first page of Google in two different positions. So the first one is at the very top in the Google Guaranteed section. This is sponsor. And then, of course, the local map, which you're very familiar with. Okay. What Yelp does is Yelp lists you within their directory, and Yelp determines which leads are best qualified for you. So with Google Guaranteed, you're showing at the top of the page in the sponsored guaranteed section. So when people go to the section, Melody, they know that they're getting a qualified provider. They know for a fact that Google is backing this company. So for instance, if anything ever went wrong where they could prove that something went wrong and that you weren't willing to make it right within 30 days, Google would pay them back additional $2,000 worth of insurance. Now, I've never had anybody that has had that happen to them or had to take advantage of that. However, that is what the guarantee is. So the guarantee is to the public. This is a guaranteed provider. ProStaff Plumbing is A1, and Google is backing them. So when people go to this section, they have that immediate confidence because it says Google, which we know is a household name, and it says guarantee, which is one of the best words on the planet, right? They're guaranteeing your work. So when they go there and they select you as an option, they are choosing to work directly with you. When the phone rings, it's the client on the other end. It's not because that lead came to Local Splash or Google determined that it might be a good fit for you. You're getting those leads based on your own actual merits, on how people feel about your organization from what they can see, the website, the reviews, all of those sorts of things. So when the call comes in, it's a genuine qualified lead. People have to actually be looking for your services, not just tire kicking. They have to be setting an appointment with you. As opposed to Yelp, who's just sending you guys, I'm super familiar with Yelp. I sell it to other people all the time. And the way that Yelp works is you get messages through the Yelp messaging app. That same message goes out to multiple competitors, and Yelp is the one to determine how many of y'all that lead goes out to. There's nothing exclusive about it. There's no way in order for you to get your money back if it was an unqualified lead. We have an automatic dispute process here where your leads aren't even charged. And if you needed something disputed and beyond that, you have us that has our team directly at Google in the guaranteed department to dispute anything beyond that for you.
Okay.
So there's a lot of differences.
Okay. So I guess we need to get that started. Also, we have to get our reviews and status back up too.
Okay. Well, that's not a problem because we have the review generation tools. So what I mean by that is I can have them create a QR code for you to get some reviews. I can have them give us a tiny URL. I think I had that done for Morris's company. You're probably familiar. It's that link that's specific to your company that will send them directly to those reviews. And you just start getting people to crank out those 5-star reviews. I know that you have plenty of people willing to say something nice about you guys.
Okay.
And you're not far from 4 right now. You have, let me see here. Okay, 4 years ago. 4 years ago. Was this all the same person?
Which one?
Well, there's like 3. Oh, 1 was a year ago. Okay. Okay. So 2 of them were 4 years ago, and it's just strange because they like only have like 1 review. You know, Wesley McIntyre and then Hannibal Q. Harding. What I'm thinking is we can dispute these reviews for you and try to get them off. I mean, it can't hurt to try to get them off, you know?
Yeah.
All we can do is try, and all Google can say is no. You know, or they could say yes, which they do. So that's something we could do to try to help.
Okay. So how fast can we get this started and going?
Okay. Well, it depends on which portion you want to go with. So the 249, the regular local SEO with the Facebook ads, the social media marketing, all of that, that package is still the standard 45 to 60 days for maximum results. We have some advantages. You already have a Google profile. We can begin programming immediately. We can get the reviews up and going. We can get you that review link. Facebook ads are up and running in the first 7 to 14 days. Getting all of that moving forward. Working on the Google guarantee, the application takes about 10 minutes. You fill it out. You get it back to us. We do the onboarding, which takes about 15 minutes. And then from there, it could take 30 to 60 days. It doesn't always or even usually take that long, Melody. That's what the terms and conditions state. Really, when you get us the information that is needed quickly, then we're able to go ahead and process it faster. So it's the people that really drag their feet and don't get us the additional information that we need that we have problems with.
Okay, well, let's get it started.
Okay, cool. So you want to do both, right?
Yes.
Okay, so your total today will be $374. Let me go ahead and get this going for you. Give me just 1 second.
Can I see the business credit card?
Why did you guys decide to go back in?
We have a guy that used to work with us for a long period of time, and he is actually going to take it over and run it. So my husband's going to back him. So he's really, really good. We offered it to him first, and he's scared. So he's ready to go now.
Well, good. Just a little bit of time, right? That's all anybody really needs.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me go ahead and do this. You also are going to get an account manager, like somebody who's specifically always assigned to your account. So you'll have that human to be calling out to or contacting in the event that you needed anything. It is an added feature that we included recently when we began including the Google Guarantee in almost every package. We did this in an effort to try to give people more stability. You know, we want these accounts to get more attention. So you're going to get an account manager.
Okay.
Let me see here. Okay. All right. Do you have the card handy?
I do.
Is the billing address the 1316 West Main Street?
No, it's not. It's the P.O.
What is
box.
It?
It's P.O. Box 592, Palmer, Texas, 75152.
Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
It's Visa.
Okay. And I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
Okay. It is 4246315405755776.
Expiration month and year?
Is 05/29.
Okay. And then the security code?
It's 718.
All right. I'm updating the profile and assigning the package. And then for your security question, do you want the city you were born in, your first pet's name, or your mother's maiden name?
Well, we don't want to do your mother's maiden name.
Huh?
We don't want to do your mother's maiden name because everybody knows that. what was it again?
Your first pet's name or the city you were born in?
You could do the city I was born in.
Which is?
Dallas.
All right.
Nobody knows me.
They won't know which, you know, it's a security question. They're not going to know which one of y'all they're talking about. So basically this
I
is
know.
Like, this is when you call in, like if, say somebody called you and you were like, oh, I don't know, that might have been Local Splash, but I'm not so sure, right? Then
yeah.
What it would have been, you'd be like, what's my security password, right? Or if you call in and you're asking to make a change or, you know, we're going to ask what is the security password when you're asking to make a financial change on behalf of the account. So it's just to protect
okay.
you. Yeah, it's just to protect you. Okay, let me go ahead and get some. Now, how far out are we looking to target on this?
As soon as possible, because, you know, he's ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, how far mile-wise?
Oh, how far? We go from South Dallas radius all the way down to Corsicana, all the way over. So it'd be South Dallas, Waxahachie, Ennis, all the surrounding areas, all the way down from Corsicana to South Dallas and out.
Are you saying 50 miles?
I'm saying 50 miles.
All right. Like,
you
might as well be talking Greek to me, girl. You already know I don't know what you're talking about.
I know. I don't know. I'm like, I don't know. I don't even know what 50 miles would be. So.
Well, they'll go over that exactly with you, you know, to go ahead and get that going. Okay, they're going to assign you the call tracking number. That's going to give the professional business information. Like, it's going to thank you for calling ProStaff Plumbing. For current clients, press 1. For new clients, press 2. It's going to eliminate spam and robocalls. You have access to this Google Business Profile, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, they'll walk you through that during onboarding. Do you have, let me see if you have the Facebook business page.
I do have a Facebook business
you
page.
You do? Okay, cool. So I'm going to put yes, and then you can go ahead and send that over to us when you're ready. No, you don't need a new website. Okay. Just getting these little questions going here, and then.
Yeah, I was with Hibu prior to this before we shut down, so, and I know them really well, so if I need anything, but I know that I own my domain and most of all the stuff. I do know that much.
Right. Okay. Well, that's good because they can be kind of a pain in the butt for us. I'm glad that they're not for you. I'm glad to hear that. But for us,
well,
obviously, they feel like, you know, we took from them or something, you know?
I know the representative personally. Both of them, one of them doesn't even work there anymore, but she knows people in there, so.
Oh, that's good.
She will get them for a long time.
So. Okay. Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with them. I would never, you know.
Oh,
I'm
no.
Just,
I mean, I know how they...
Know how they are.
I've been to a couple of marketing events.
I know you have. I remember the conversations, and for me to win your confidence was no small feat. I know that. So
no,
for you to call in and ask me this is
the worst thing I hate doing. Is the
I know you do.
I hate it.
But I also remember not only do you hate it, but you were super skeptical. So again, for you to call in and ask for me directly means you trust.
Morris, and it got on there. I mean, everybody's going to promise they could do the same thing. That's what they do. But can they deliver it?
Exactly. So you know that we can prove it, you know, and we will do it.
Here's my question, though, Amy, and this is what I'm going to work on today.
Uh-huh.
Is the number that we have that is associated with most of our stuff, it's no longer in service. It was a landline we had for like 25 years. And we
okay.
had it forwarded to the business cell phone. So whenever we did our stuff with Morris, I let it go. I think I can get it back because it'll be easier if I do that.
Well, we're going to assign you a call tracking number. It needs to be switched out to the call tracking number anyway. Like, we're going to assign you a call tracking number during your onboarding call. And instead of trying to recover that old one, let us just rebrand everything with the new number.
Well, is it going to go in and pick up all the old pages? Like, y'all are going to cleanse it? Because it goes everywhere, that 577 number. And that number is no longer.
It will pick it all up. Yes. Yelp, Apple, Bing, Facebook, Google, yes, but all the other stuff isn't as relevant as it used to be. Like when they used to do the 60-plus directories, like we don't do that anymore. Google doesn't recommend it. So it won't matter as much, but if you want us to go in and manually recover those, I can see what that looks like for us.
We
focus on the main stuff, you know?
I would rather just veer away from it because it costs so much to... switch it over because it was a landline at one time, which I don't even know why we used it, whatever.
Right. Okay. Give me just 1 second. I don't think he got up. Hold on.
Yeah, get him up. Oh, I wish it was 7:45. What did your daddy leave you? He's so mean.
Okay. All right. He just turned 16 and he got his first vehicle. So he's out there working on it at night.
You didn't have to tell me. Between me and Charles, we have 5 boys. Most of them are grown. 15-year-olds. That's the last one. Then I have 3 grand boys. No girls, but they're all
crazy.
There's something. None of them like to get up.
Let's see here. Okay, so I'm going to schedule your onboarding appointment. What time would you like that for?
What day?
We could do today if you got time.
Yep, today I have cleared out for these kind of things.
Okay, so let's do this. I'm going to set you for 11 a.m.
11 your time or my time?
11 your time.
Okay, so like in an hour and 15 minutes.
Yep. So in that hour and 15 minutes, though, I need you to go in and fill out the Google Guarantee application. So I'm going to give you a little bit of homework. It's not long. So on this application, you're going to put your husband, because he has the license, as the business owner. You can put yourself as well, but you're also going to put the guy. He could pass the background check, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So you're going to put the guy, what is his name? I don't want to keep calling him the guy.
Justin Bergamy.
Okay, Justin. You're going to put Justin on the application as well, as the field worker, because he's going to be handling most of it on his own. Your husband isn't necessarily going to be going out day to day, you know, working on pipes. So you're going to put a Charles as the owner. You can put yourself as the co-owner if you want to, but then he needs to go on as an employee, and you'll need his social security number for that. Okay?
Okay.
I'm sending you that application right now, Melody. It's very self-explanatory. You are an extremely sharp woman. You're not going to have any trouble with it. But in the event that you do, again, my technician will be able to help you with that application. The sooner you get this application completed, the quicker it's going to go for everything. It's just going to be smoother moving everything across, okay?
Okay.
Now, I'm sending this out right now. CPL 5067 MMB. MMB is minimum monthly budget. It's going to ask you for that number on the application. That's why I included it in the email. So that is your first piece of homework. The next thing that I have to do, just for the sake of the conversation, because the Google does the autofill for everything, I have to read the voice verification out to you, just so you understand everything. So we're going to do that real quick, and then I can let you move on with your day. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy for your order, please state the name of your business as it shall read on the first page of Google.
Chris Chaslamy.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Melody Landris, co-owner.
Melody, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash and calls coming from your customers within 24 business hours, which is 3 actual days?
Yes. Yes.
Let me see here. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? Which you already have.
Yeah.
You used to work with HiBu. You're not with them anymore. As part of the verification process, it's essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. This may include business license, proof of insurance, your Google Guaranteed application, and any other documents needed for Google business verification. We kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documents within a reasonable time frame can delay or suspend your account, so we don't want that. I know that you're on top of it, so I'm sure you agree to submit these documents within 7 days, right?
Yes.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is September 17th, 2025, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $374. This is for your local package, Facebook ads, and the Google Guarantee application. The reoccurring amount for your program will be set at a flat rate of $249. This is month to month. There is no contract. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. You must speak with a live representative, which you also have your account manager. Her name is Catherine, and she will be calling you within 3 days to give an introduction. So to prevent charges for your next month of service, in the event that you wanted to cancel the service for any reason, let us know 3 days before the billing date. So we would need to know by the 14th of any month if you wanted to pause or cancel your service, okay?
Okay.
Now, I'm sure that you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. So that's the voice verification. As of right now, the only thing left for you to do is just to go ahead and fill out that application, and then we will be calling from our 877 number to introduce you to your onboarding agent. It does look like I might have another meeting right at that time. Let me see here. Yeah, I've got new hires coming in. So the technician is going to call from the 877 number, Melody. They will introduce themselves to you and go ahead and begin the client onboarding. That onboarding call has extended from the last time that you took an onboarding call with us. It's about 45 minutes to an hour, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, we want to be super thorough. We don't want to make any mistakes. And now you have a bigger package than you had last time, too, so...
Okay.
I like to give you guys that full warning, so you know you can go pee beforehand, get your coffee, get your snack, and be ready to go.
What are you talking about? I'll do it during.
Right. Oh. All right.
Mute.
And then whenever you get a minute, I'm gonna send over the terms and conditions via text message and email. It's the same as last time. You'll see everything laid out there for you. Please just go ahead and give them a once over. Click the indicated boxes, and then from there, type in your first and last name for me, all right?
Okay.
All right, Melody. I'll be talking to you soon. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Amy.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.